This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's our Lifestyle Friday today. Very interesting is what we have today. We have a guest in the studio. We're going to tell you about what he's carrying today. There's something that smells nice in the studio today.
And I think it has to do a lot with the conversation we were having earlier on about some of the drinks people have in the morning. And the messages are still coming in about the drinks. We'll see if we can go through them. Some are saying, I'm a rooibos person. I'm not a coffee person. I'm a this and that. So for Lifestyle Friday, it being winter and all coming to an end. So we've been seeing this trend. I think you've been seeing it on social media as well. The matcha movement.
Yeah.
All over social media. So cool. You know, you're just like the it girl or the it guy, you know, when you are seen with a matcha in hand. There are different opinions actually about that and, you know, feelings as well. Very different feelings. But the taste also up for a debate, literally up in the air for debate. Some feel that the matcha drinkers, they are forcing themselves to down it. But then others swear that, my God, it's enjoyable, it's delicious and all of that. But we have in studio this morning the owner of Plato Polokwane, Daniel van Reyneveld. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here.
Fine. Yeah, so when Chloe was actually introducing us, it was like, okay, this is important, and this is Mr. Jones. It was like, oh, Mr. Bones.
Could easily be Mr. Bones.
I loved Mr. Bones.
And it was like, no, we're not doing guara guara here. Today we're going green. Yeah.
So Daniel, I mean, the matcha movement in Polokwane, is it something that is it growing?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
So we ran a strawberries and cream matcha campaign at Plato.
Strawberries and cream,
that was for the Wimbledon campaign that we ran. And what was quite interesting is that our store ranked one of the top three highest sellers in the country.
All right.
Are you for real?
We are not only, it's not only growing, we are actually
leading.
That's great.
I would think Cape Town or Gauteng. That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
People always think that we are far behind, but I think Polokwane is getting on the map.
All right.
Oh, okay. It's catching up as well. Yeah. All right. So, you know, everyone seems to be having an opinion about matcha these days. So what's the most interesting review that you've heard from a customer maybe?
So we don't have like a one specific review, but what I can say is that it's nice to see the people. They will come pitch up at your shop and they will ask you about this matcha thing.
Yeah.
And then they will either like be very impressed and love it, or you'll just see, okay, no, it's not for them. So you get the people, they either really love it or it's not for them. Yeah.
And you just mentioned earlier on the strawberry thing. Because in my mind, I'm thinking matcha is green. So do we have varieties of matcha?
Yeah, we do. Varieties of matcha. So we'll get to the drinks later. Matcha, you get three different grades, which is the ceremonial grade, the premium grade, and then the culinary grade.
Okay.
Of which Plato uses the ceremonial grade, which is your highest grade. So the ceremonial grade matcha is the highest grade Japanese green tea powder, and it's made from the youngest shade grown leaf, with the stems removed. So what's interesting, what they say about the shade grown leaves is so the whole plant doesn't grow in like a closed or indoors environment. They grow outside, and just before like 3 to 4 weeks before harvest, they actually close the top leaves with like a shaded cloth.
Oh.
And that promotes that leaf to produce more chlorophyll, L-theanine, and it gives a bit more sweeter taste.
Wow.
So it's a very...
labor intensive. I mean, cloth on shoe.
The ceremonial grade, they only harvest the top newest leaves that was covered for that 3 to 4 weeks. And then the leaves are stone ground.
Oh, my God.
And,
Sounds exclusive.
Now that you've told us about, you know, different types, so what are the benefits?
So the benefits of matcha, so it's actually supposed, if you really want to experience the benefits of matcha, the mm-hmm. idea was to drink it as raw as possible. So they would take the matcha powder, whisk it with hot water and drink it like that. That's okay. That's
the most beneficial.
That's the actual way of drinking matcha.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously matcha is a very high in antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it protects your cells from oxidative stress.
Mm.
It supports your heart and blood vessel health. It can reduce inflammation, support your normal metabolism, and contribute to healthy immune functions. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, all of that health talk and the benefits and everything. So what Daniel has done is he's brought some matcha in studio for us, and we are going to sample and taste. In my mind, why did I always think matcha is moringa? I don't even know why.
Yeah.
But I got educated today. So we are going to sample, and then we'll come back after this and let you know how it goes. So we're back in studio. Daniel van Reyneveld is joining us. He's the owner of Plato Polokwane. And we are trying out matcha. And when we were playing the song, while we were playing the song, he was talking us through the different flavors that he bought in studio. And we've decided to do like a live tasting or tasting. Mm. So Daniel, talk me through the first that I'm having. This is hot, right?
Yes, that's correct. So
this is hot?
Yeah, we're going to let her taste the real deal first. So that is plain matcha and milk. No flavoring added, anything.
And
how is it like?
Medicinal.
Medicinal.
I don't know.
It's got this lingering
herbs.
Taste.
It just tastes like herbs. Like, what? Like, I don't know. Like moringa.
It tastes healthy.
It tastes healthy. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
It tastes healthy. It's just mm-hmm. like herbs kind of. Yeah,
so this is real.
All of it is real, but that is unflavored.
All unflavored. All right. Okay.
That is how you should actually drink matcha to this get the health benefits. Yeah.
Okay. Do people mostly get the...
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. So this one, is this mixed? Did we do the mixing?
That is a iced matcha.
Okay. Let me... This is mixed, right?
Yeah, that is our strawberries and cream matcha.
Oh, I've tasted this. I love this. Nice. This is, yeah, I've tasted it. This is nice. It's
the
so
strawberries
nice.
And cream, and uh-huh. then this one.
So you've already tasted one.
I used it, girl.
So you couldn't wait. All right.
I couldn't. This is?
This is the milk tart matcha. So it's matcha mixed mm-hmm. with condensed milk and cinnamon. To give you Ooh. The South mm-hmm. African
yes.
milk tart.
Oh, this is nice. Yes, I can actually taste the milk tart.
Yeah.
How do you do that? That's so nice. Like, and I love milk tart, so definitely.
And then also a favorite is the matcha friezo. So it's white chocolate
white
with
chocolate.
Matcha and blended ice. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, all right. This is so nice. I'm a matcha girl. I'm sold. I'm a matcha girl. I'm sold. Oh, wow. This is lovely. This is delicious. So, I'm just unsure about the warm one. I'm not that much of a healthy individual. I don't know if I could walk into a coffee shop and actually order this.
So I think so matcha obviously comes with a lot of health benefits, but I don't think that's the reason why. That's not the primary reason for people buying it. Mm-hmm. I think this the Plato really. They have some great recipes and drinks, and that's what the people are after. Mm.
These are really good. These are really good. And so those that want to experience these loveliness, where are you guys situated? How do they get in touch with you? Are you on social media? Are you online?
So Plato Coffee, we have, Plato has a, you can find Plato on social media, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And then we, Plato Coffee Polokwane, is situated here in Bendor in General Marit Street, 100 General Marit Street at the Bendor Paddle and Body Life Gym as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been operating for 2 years now.
Sure.
And yeah, we've really been blessed, and the community really supports us. So thank you for that.
No, we can tell you it's because of the great recipes. Thank you so much for coming through, Daniel, and all the best with the business. We hope that people will come through and experience this matcha movement. That's the owner of Plato Polokwane, Daniel van Reyneveld.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.